Demands nothing less. Time to go restart your career, restart your company, and perhaps restart your mind. The era of open source leadership is upon us. Ben Kaznoka, former chief of staff to the chairman of LinkedIn and co-author with Reid Hoffman of The Startup of You, Adapt to the Future, Invest in Yourself and Transform Your Career, and The Alliance, Managing Talent in the Networked Age. Silicon Valley, June 2017. Introduction. The world's largest taxi company owns no cars and employs no drivers directly. The world's largest hotel service owns no properties and employs no housekeeping or room service staff. Communication has been WhatsApped, memories Instagrammed, jobs Bangalored, and life itself Facebooked. Almost everything we knew as normal in both business and social life has changed dramatically in just the last 15 years. We now live and work in the age of 24/7 connectivity, where knowledge is free and abundant, ordinary people more empowered than ever before, everything fully transparent, and leaders completely exposed and naked. Global population doubled from 3 billion to 6 billion between 1960 and 1999 and is expected to reach 9 billion by 2050. On one hand, the population explosion is creating significant pressure in terms of food, water, communal harmony, and other basic necessities. On the other, it is creating an abundance of talent and innovation. Thanks to 24/7 connectivity, we can now source talent and innovation far easier and quicker than ever before in human history. Welcome to the 21st century, where everyone and everything is completely open and connected, and where scarcity and abundance coexist. Even while the very nature in which people work, interact, and transact has already changed beyond recognition, and current times are posing unprecedented challenges and opportunities, the most widely used frameworks and practices for personal career and organizational success seem to have remained unchanged over the last 50 to 75 years. Many of these practices were insufficient even in stable times, let alone in the brave new world of today and the fast-evolving world of tomorrow. Of the following statements, which would you agree with? The consumption-led growth formula of the last 100 years will enable global well-being and success in the 21st century. A democratic, all-inclusive style of leadership is better than an autocratic style. The traditional theory and practice of effective leadership still applies in today's uber-connected and uber-populated world. Setting stretch goals universally for all employees will spur high performance throughout the organization. People leave managers, not companies. Measuring and proactively managing the engagement of all employees drives productivity and profitability. Isolating innovation to incubators and other pockets of an organization will produce new breakthroughs as quickly as needed in the new economy. Leadership succession must be planned. Future leaders must be identified and groomed deliberately. While they may have served us well for quite a while, in this book I will argue that these ideas have outlived their useful lives and offer updated thinking better suited to enable effective personal and organizational leadership for today's transformed landscape. We must shed myths of the past and adopt future-ready ideas. Over a 30-year career in business, and particularly the last two decades as a leadership, management, and strategy consultant and educator, I have worked with hundreds of senior management teams as they have led their businesses and coached thousands of executives individually. There is no shortage of smarts within these teams and individuals, but are they inventing new personal and organizational frames of reference fast enough to succeed in today's new world? Having lived, worked, and researched in the United States, Europe,